evening, you know. Well, things have been nice and quiet down here at the old Green since I last reported to you. Been a quiet week altogether. Sid Baker, that young tearaway, got engaged to Sally, the Salvation Army lass, seems to have given up the arson bit at last. Slasher Smith's been put away for doing up the vicar. Pleaded extenuating circumstances. Said the old boy gave him the come on. Pleaded self-defence. A likely story. Vicar being in ex-Navy and all. And there's Margaret Tats. Our young telephonist, she got married to Sergeant Perkins, our sergeant. In about time, too. Let's see what else. Oh, yes, yes. Fingers Houlihan, the local dip. That's to say, pickpocket. Got caught with his hand in the till, or rather, in old Miss Watkins' shirt pocket. The old dear didn't want to press charges. She's a lovely lady, you know. She even offered him a home and 30 bob a week. Marvellous old girl. Hello, hello. There's a light on in the old paint shop. Well, nothing to worry about. Just old Mrs. O'Reilly in the back room. Probably stopped taking. Yeah, funny old duck. I can hear her humming away there. What a card. She potters about at all hours, smoking that smelly old clay pipe of hers. Blimey, that old paint shop needs doing up, you know. And a good clean heart. The old place stinks of paraffin and kerosene. You don't half meet some strange characters here at the Green, you know. Take the bank here, right next to the prune shop. Mr. Montague, the bank manager's been there for over 20 years. Never once has he spoken to old Solly Dolber and the pawnbroker next door. And old Solly banks with him and all. Must be worth a fortune, old Solly. Tell me, keeps gold coins under the bed. I bet he's got more money than old Mr. Montague. He's just plain snobbery, and after all, they're both in the banking business. Yes. Cool, what a lovely night. Moon shining like a copper's bullseye lamp. I shan't see the policeman with them nowadays. When I started on the boot, the old blue bottles used to carry him. My granddad gave me this. I still use it even today. What a character my granddad was. No juvenile delinquents in his day, you know. No. He'd give them a good clip brown ear hole and send them on their way. In a marvellous manner. You know, Grandad spent his life raising money for the borough's deaf children. There were a lot of them about in them days. Oh. Hello, hello, the Thompsons are at it again. Funny how youngsters get so hot under the collar nowadays. Well, on my day, the wife kept her mouth shut. She knew that her husband had hard days work behind him and deserved a pint with his mates. Yes, marriage nowadays is not the same. Personally, of course, I blame television. That's what's back in all. Too much sex and violence. Too much. Much too much violence. Still, keep out of it, don't you say? Never interfere with another bloke's marriage. Copper's job's to keep the peace. She's a marriage counsellor. That's a job for the professionals. Not that we're not professionals. Being a copper's no job for an amateur. Here. Here, you, mate. Yeah, you got a licence to play that thing?
No, mate.
Right, then. You come along with me, yeah, down to the station.
And what charge?
Playing a musical instrument without a street licence. Disturbing a piece.
Here. You take your hands. Resisting arrest. Oh, thank you. What do you doing? Ah.
Why, strike a police officer in the pursuit of me duty. See you all next week. Take care of your driving. Be kind to each other. And don't forget that. Look, one way's went crossing the road. No, thank you.